Savior.
Amen.
We have that relationship with God.
Yeah.
Amen. Like praising, we have to keep saying it over.
Right.
Yes.
And I like the lady said, I'm going to church. And he doesn't have the hospital. I like that. I had one sister tell me to pray for her. I said, I am. I always do. I said, but you want God to heal you? What will you do after he heals you?
Wow.
You know, wow. We have people that come to church every once in a while.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when something happens, they'll come and ask you to pray for
them. Yeah. Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be in his seniors at all times.
Amen. Say that.
He promised us that he would never leave us in our forsaken.
Amen.
He didn't say we were going to go through stuff.
Yeah.
But he did say, I'm not with you.
Amen.
Right.
Believer, I love you, sister, whoever is in the hospital, and she said, I'm going to church. People said, I'm going, you know, pray for me. Get out of this hospital. When they get out of the hospital, they can get them out.
Wow.
God's church. This
yes.
is God's place. This
yes.
is God's building.
Yes.
Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Brother Paul. I thank you for this opportunity.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Believe it or not, many, many years ago, I would take classes that only the minister would take.
Right.
I love teaching Sunday school. I had no inclination that I would be preaching. The Sunday school is my thing, the teaching, though. And I used to call them different names, you know, him and Rob and oldest older. But a couple weeks ago, I said, well, Lord, you called me, you showed me, I had this vision, and I'm scared. Here. Mm-hmm. And then next week, God is funny. Reverend Forney called me, then Reverend Paul called me first, and I was the last, you kidding. And then Reverend Forney, he said, what you talking about? I said, Reverend Paul had spoke to me, but you know, I thought it was in Kahoot and did something.
Yes.
And I just thank my pastor, Reverend Victor Paul, who encouraged me and who was a great teacher. And I just love him. Reverend Bonet, I love you.
Amen.
I mean, you know, you left me from need to left me. I still love you too.
Thank you.
God bless you. And thank you for giving me this opportunity to be here this morning.
Amen.
Father God, I come thanking you for another day's journey.
Mm.
One more day that you have given us, Lord, to witness to who you are.
Yes.
Father, I thank you. And Father, I pray that you just use me, Lord.
Yes,
God.
To your will, Lord.
Yes,
that you
God.
You may be glorified. It's all
yes,
about
God.
You, Father. Use me, Lord, that I may serve you.
Yes.
And Father, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing in your sight, Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, my rock.
Yes.
And my Redeemer.
Yes.
Father God, I thank you for this day, this opportunity for my sisters and brothers. When Reverend Forney called me and he said, well, we'll get back with you. And it was a week and he had got back with me. I said, hey, Lord, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
And then Acts the 20th chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And 28 verse came to mind.
All right.
And then when I got the theme for today, it's overwhelmed with love and appreciation. First Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, the 12th and 13th verse. And as I read that, one of the Bible, I have the New King James Version, the NIV, the new NIV, because what they said, brothers, I guess it bothered people. When I read the Bible, I knew when it said brother, it included sisters.
All right, that's good.
That's what the And I looked at that and said, brothers and sisters, I went back to my NIV, and then the other, you guys know all the version.
Right.
And you King James Version. So this morning I'm reading to you from the NIV version of the Bible.
All right.
Would you please stand with me as I read scripture here, and then we're going to. It says here, Paul, this is a letter from Paul, and he said, now we ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. You may be seated. And I read to you from 1 Thessalonians 5th chapter, the 12th and 13th verse. I mentioned Paul's name. He is the author of most of the book in the New Testament. And he wrote the book of Thessalonians. His visit there was very short.
Right.
But yet, the people was glad to have him. One book I read that, especially the women, because the immorality that was going on in society. And it reminded me of today what we have to put up with in society. And we may think that God is not still in charge, but He is.
He is.
Amen.
And He's sitting on the throne and sitting high and looking down on us.
Believers,
we got to live the way Christ tells us to live.
That's
and
right.
And how does the world know about Jesus and we out there living just like them?
That's right.
Paul was writing with us Thessalonians and to encourage the church to stand fast against persecution. And we don't have that. We have it now.
Yeah.
It's going to get worse.
Yes.
It's going to get worse. But we got to hold on to what God said.
And amen. Amen.
As Paul, first letter to the Thessalonians, draw a close. If you're familiar with the book of Thessalonians, you know it talks about the end time.
Right.
That Christ is coming back.
Right.
And I hope each one of us standing and sitting here know that He's on His way back.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
While
Amen.
He's on His way back, we must. On his way back, he's giving us time.
Amen.
To get ourselves ready.
That's right.
And not just, you know, he said, my desire is that all men would be saved. So while some of them out there acting a fool and haven't accepted Jesus Christ, he's still giving them time as you can breathe.
Yeah, right.
Time.
That's right.
But the church he's talking to nowadays, you didn't realize that we have people in the church that
come
act
on.
Like people.
Come
out
on.
There.
Come on.
Okay.
Help
so
yourself.
He's telling us as the church, we need to get ready.
Amen.
Because Christ is coming back.
Amen.
And so Paul in his found in chapter 1, he tells us as a church what we need to do.
Right.
And I'm going to read well, I just read it, but I'm going to read each verse just two. It's so much impact into these two verses. And it's about how we're to act towards our believers. How are we to act, or what is our behavior toward our believers? Just because we read the Bible, just because I'm standing here and know God's word, just because I've been to school, it does not give me the right to upset the program that Reverend Paul instituted in the church. We can disagree. It's okay to be different.
Right.
But in the house of God, we work together.
Amen.
We
Amen.
Listen to each other and we work together.
Amen. Amen.
God's house is not divided.
Amen.
That's right.
And
Amen.
He said he's coming back for the church. Right.
Right. Right. Right.
Okay. The first thing he tells us in verse 12, I don't know why I told you to read. Did I tell you the fifth chapter?
You did.
You know that already. Okay. The fifth chapter. He said, brothers, you are to respect those who work hard among you. So that Paul knew that there's some people in the church that work hard, and there are some people just go along, you know?
All right.
He said to respect those people that work hard. And you might say, work hard doing what? You just have to come to church and turn the mic on. You just have to come to church and turn the lights on, you know? But that's not the whole story.
Yeah. All right.
That's not the whole story. I know my pastor, and I know Reverend Horney to an extent after he left us. But you're concerned about the people in the church.
Amen.
You're concerned about their spiritual and physical growth, even their financial.
Yes. Yes.
So you say hard work. What does he do? The time and the hours that he spends studying the Word of God. So he can come and talk to you, explain the Word to you. Or the time that he may have to counsel one of you, or family, a one-on-one, he must know what God said.
Yes.
Because we in this world, we've got to have God's guidelines.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
The guidelines of the world is not one to help or to go and see. You go to your church, and he should tell you what God said about divorce, about fornication.
All right.
You name it. Mm-hmm. The family.
Yeah.
And your respect to God. It comes from here.
Yes.
And believe it or not, the world, our judicial system, should come from the Bible.
That's right.
But we
That's
know right. that man, they know more than God does.
Yeah.
So they make rules and guidelines for us to go by. And but you look at it and see, is this what God wants us to do?
Right.
So the pastor, the overseer of the church, he's involved in all of that. When you're in the hospital at home, he comes to visit you. I mean, if you call him and you leave a message that I need you right now, he returns your call.
Yeah.
Someone working hard in the ministry, that means that he's taking the time away from his family. But Paul said, this is what an overseer do. This is what God called him to,
Amen.
Yeah. to do.
Amen.
And so he knows that everything God has called him to, that God is enabling him to also do it.
Amen.
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 He said, every week, I know just on Sunday morning that you all spend time with Reverend Boyne. I probably not always night whenever you have Bible study. But sometimes you have to call him to let him know. You know, because one thing you must know, Satan is his.
He is. Yeah. He is.
He's trying to destroy.
Preach.
But God
Preach.
Has put it in order.
Preach.
Yes. He's
Preach.
Trying. Someone said trying. Trying. He won't destroy, but God put it in order. So God gave us an overseer, a shepherd, to lead us in the way. Because as sheep, sometimes we can go far to the right, far to the left. We don't walk down the straight and narrow path.
Yeah.
So God gave us a shepherd to oversee us. Yes. And God said we're to respect that.
Yes.
You know, a few years ago, we had members, and I never did like it. As a matter of fact, I gotta come and tell someone. to me, he's Reverend. And it's yes, sir, no, sir. I'm from old school.
All right.
You know, it's yes, sir, no, sir. If I see you on the street, you still have Mr. So-and-so, Reverend so-and-so. And yes, sir, I don't lower my voice when I'm in public.
All right.
I said, yes, sir, no, sir.
Yeah.
You know, because he deserved the respect from his members. He deserved because of the hard work he does, keeping us in line with what God said, keeping the Holy Spirit to work on us, physical, spiritual, and mental.
Yeah.
Because if we don't have God in our lives, we will go
Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
We lose it all.
Yeah.
But God is here to help us. And Paul tell us, honor your shepherd.
Amen.
In verse 10:5-7, he said the elder, which is a pastor and a shepherd, they use different names.
Right.
But it means the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
He said who direct the affairs of the church well. Are worthy of double honor, especially those who work is preaching and teaching. I know I thought I had 2 weeks. Then I got a call. I had 1 week. My mom said, I said, yeah. He said, yeah. I said, no. I said, I read the scripture, but I just got some laugh. I said, okay, Lord, speak to me.
Yeah.
Say when you read his word. So it's knowing what to say to you according to God's word.
That's right.
And the time. And you know what's going on in your life. Because I may say something to one person.
Yes.
And they can heed to it. I say something to another person. And they say, are you crazy?
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
He must know the words to give to each one of us. So yeah, he deserves it. To be honored. He deserved. When I say he, that's he and she. It's both of them.
Amen.
They deserve
to
be honored by their members. Yeah. And you don't do it on Sunday morning or Wednesday, every 7 days a week, you know. And then if Satan put something in your mind, shoot away.
Shoot away.
That man
here to
you. And then even in that same verse, I'm not touching anything. He said, those who work hard over us is in the Lord. You hear that? In the Lord. In the Lord.
All right.
His studying, his preparation, to teaching, to preach, all of this is in the Lord. And he's doing that. And we must, because of our fallen nature, we sometimes we act kind of far to the left. Because we tell each other, I have so many degrees, and I can do this and I can do that. It's not the degrees that's going to get you there.
Wow.
It's your obedience to God's word.
Yes.
And here, when admonishing sometimes it calls to correct you, and sometimes it's a praise report.
Amen.
He has the honor, he has the duty to do that to his members.
Yeah.
Because at the same time, God doing it to him.
That's right.
And as a pastor, he may listen to, he has people under here, and they can come and say, Pastor, I think this is what we need to do. And he'll think about it. Mm-hmm. He may think it's right. You know, it's a group effort. He's not a dictator.
Amen.
He tell you what God says.
Amen.
And we're going to work as a group.
Amen.
With God's word. And Hebrews tell us in 13:17 that we are to obey our leaders and submit to their authority. Now, when they say obey your leader and submit to their authority, they know you got enough common sense.
All right.
You're not going to do anything wrong.
Amen.
Amen.
You're not going to go out to kill anybody.
Amen.
You're not going to stand up and lie for him.
Amen.
You know, a lie on him.
Yeah.
You know, but you need to obey your leaders. And it's sad to say, and even to think, the leaders we have today. Forgive me. Several years ago, we took a class about voting.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to share this with you. If anybody running for a particular office, and they said they're a Christian, but you know how they do people?
Well,
you know how to cheat people.
Yeah. Well,
you know all about the history's there.
Yeah.
And then you go ahead and vote because he's a Democrat or she's a Democrat or Republican.
Yeah.
Or You run against God's word. You go to, if you're a Democrat and that Republican is close to God's word, you vote for the Republican.
That's right.
If I'm a Republican and that Democrat is close to God's word, I'm voting for the Democrat.
Yeah.
You vote for the person that's close to God's word.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's not.
Go ahead.
But it's good.
You got to. If you represent God.
Yes.
We must try our best to live according to what His word says.
Yes. Yes.
How are we going to help the world? We have to destroy the world.
All right.
Yeah.
It starts at His house, at the church.
That's
yes.
Right. If we're not together, and we don't know what we need to do, you think the world know what they need to do?
No.
Wow.
But Hebrews tell us to obey our leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Did you hear that part?
Yeah.
Man. Yes.
He knows. He wants to know what's going on. But he's watching over you. Because God has put him in that position. And said, when he stands before God, each one of us will stand before God.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he don't ask him, did you teach him this? What did you tell him? He must give an account.
Yes.
Did you go next door and let that person know that they keep living that lifestyle and keep me out of their life? That they would spend eternity somewhere else.
Wow.
He's responsible. He is responsible for each of you sitting out there. So obey him. A good thing for him that he would get joy out of his word.
Yeah.
You know, he tell you what God say, you can find out, and you can tell him, I'm just as grown as you are. And I can do what I want to do.
Right, amen. Right.
But that's not true. If you obey him, that's advantage for him because he gets joy out of his words.
Yes.
He enjoys dealing with God's people.
Yes.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
Some of God's people, I don't get joy. You know, I love them, but, and I'm there for them. But I go on. There's others. You know? So, what is saying? For us to obey our will, so they get joy out of us. Paul said, you know, Jesus coming back. You may have an attitude that, he hasn't came back yet.
Right, right.
See, the Thessalonians people was ready for him to return any day.
Yeah.
But you know how long ago that book had been written?
Yeah.
So God had given us time to get ready for his return.
Right.
And if we don't have love in our hearts.
All right.
Because love let us work with everybody.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Love, help us to love everybody.
Amen.
Christ just didn't die for the black people. He died for everybody.
Yes. Amen.
So, as he gave us shepherds to lead us and to teach us, we got to be ready when he returned. And if the house of God is not ready,
that's
who he's coming back for, the church.
Yeah.
Not the building.
That's right.
Not the building, the church.
The church.
The people. All of us sitting here.
Yeah.
He's coming back for us. So as believers, let's feel free to give thanks and to honor our pastor and his wife. They deserve to be honored. They deserve it because the long hours they put up a study and making sure that all of you, if there's anything that you need that they could do, they will do it for you. Or if they can't do it, they'll find someone that can.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
We work together.
Amen.
And don't be ashamed. You know, sometimes we're in a situation we don't want nobody to know about. Well, who's going to pray about it? No one knows about it.
That's right. Come on.
Who's going to help you out and no one knows about it?
Come on.
So let's thank the Lord. Let's honor our pastor.
Bless you. Bless you.
And his family.
Amen.
Also, why we got to do that, because in Acts 20, 28, God tells us, Paul, that's another book of Paul, says that that person keep watch over us. And of all the flock that God has put in him, are given to him, and he should shepherd the church of God. See, yes. This church doesn't belong to Reverend Paul. It belongs to God.
Amen.
Amen.
And he's not going to be held responsible for not teaching you what God has said. Amen. So the church of God belongs to God.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Besides that, he bought it with his blood.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
And as he paid the price for us, the pastor is struggling. He's giving all he got, all his blood, so he can make this church, each one of us, obedient to what God says.
Amen.
He's being obedient to God's word because God gave him this church.
Yes. Yeah.
And no matter what we do or what we decide we won't listen to, it's still his church.
Yeah.
He's the under shepherd.
Right, under right.
Jesus is the chief.
The chief shepherd.
Yes. Yes.
Go ahead, preach.
But Reverend Paul, Reverend 48,
that's all right.
Under shepherd. Now, he told them, say, now we ask you, brother, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord. The Lord, we know now that the Lord put him there. And the Lord tells us to respect that person, the position he holds.
Right.
Not just the position of the status he holds, but who he is. He worked his work. He worked hard in the Lord. That's what it's about. Because we can have ministers for myself. I'm not a pastor, but I am a minister. But I don't pastor a church. He pastors a church. And God is holding him responsible for that.
Amen.
And God has put him over you to pastor the church. So he said, among those who are over you in the Lord. He's over you in the Lord. It's not something he desired to do. Because God called him there. He was willing to go. Now he is the shepherd, the under shepherd of this church. And he got to work hard. He got to be obedient to what God tells him to do. Not what he liked to do or want to say, but what did God tell him to say or do? Then he said, hold him in the highest honor. I think that's verse 13.
Amen.
Hold him in the highest regard with love. Because of what? I heard it. Because of their work. Not because he have 4 or 5 degrees, not because he looks handsome, not because he carries himself so well, but because of the work he does in the church.
Yes.
And I think we read earlier where preaching and teaching, you got to know what you're preaching about. You got to know what you're teaching about.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, you'll call someone to suffer.
Yes.
And you have to give an account for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, Paul said, in the highest regard to in love, your affection towards your pastor and helpmate, your willingness to work with him and know he's working with God. So it's the highest regard we can give a pastor. He doesn't want gifts. You know, we enjoy gifts and things.
Amen.
But most of all, he wants you as a human being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your soul to be saved.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
So you need to praise God.
Amen.
I know my sister Carol, sometimes you sing a song, you try to stop singing and you can't.
You can't, right? Yeah. You can't, yeah.
Nobody knows my singing but me and the Lord, you know. You can't sing because you enjoy out of singing praise to the Lord.
Yeah.
He hear me, you know, and just, I told Sister Paul, I said, Well, I mean, he enjoyed, you know, one Sunday. He was singing on key this Sunday. I just love him.
Yeah.
I know, with God, it's okay.
It's
Yes.
In him for giving us another day.
Wow. Yes.
Who he is.
Yes. Yes.
He is God besides him.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
So I'm a shepherd. I'm under shepherd. Deserve the praise. He deserves the respect that Paul tells him here. Because when God come back from his church,
yes,
we want to be ready.
Right. Yeah, we do.
You know, we have enough. Take that back. I have enough. You know, when you say you didn't do this, really, you didn't do that. I have enough that from now on, living what God said.
Yes. That's good. That's good.
Yes.
That's good.
You know, when he said you confess your sin, he'll forgive you.
Yes.
There's nobody perfect on this earth.
Amen.
So let me get that out of your mind. Because we all stumble and fall. But
yes.
God is a loving God. He forgives us.
Yes.
And this is the place where we get well.
Yes.
Amen. This is the place.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not only do we get well, we learn how to live with Jesus. Mm-hmm. And the most important thing in verse 13.
Yeah.
Well, one of the important things is love and peace with each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can we do that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's okay for you to agree.
Right. Amen to that.
Each one of us is unique.
Yeah.
And God made us like that.
Amen.
You know, in her lifetime, a brother, he's gone on to heaven, but my sister's still living. And she said, each one of y'all three are mine, I love you, but each one of you is different. Mm-hmm. You know, I could say something, and she said, all right, Bill. And I said, well, Maxine talked to me like that. That's Maxine. So each one of the kids are different, even in the family.
Yes.
So Paul said, even with that, inside of the family, in the home life, in the church life, there should be peace.
Yes.
That's good.
You know,
that's
good. We're not all going to agree on things at home or in the church.
Right.
But there can be peace.
Yes.
That's right.
We can talk about it. And the peace that God is asking for us here as leaders to, as believers, we're not to, when the pastor says something, to criticize him, mom, or, you know, like, I'm not in care. What is that room? What do you think he's doing? You know, I got a better idea than he has.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
We're not to murmur about our past, or criticize what he's doing. I think I said earlier, it's okay to be different.
Yeah.
You go talk to them. That's what brothers and sisters do. Yes. Talk to each other.
Yes.
And let you know, I don't know. Pastor, let's think about it. See, do you think this is really the best way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he is the other shepherd. God put him here.
Yeah.
And that be peace in God's house.
Yes.
And his children learn to work together.
Amen.
Children learn to respect each other.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Nobody is higher than the next person.
Amen.
We're all on the same level.
Amen.
So here, Paul said, live in peace with each other. Just as a leader, lead his people. Doing exactly what God has called each one of us to do. He tells us, Paul tells us, don't sow seeds of strife.
Okay. That's good.
Some of us are not ready to talk to our sisters and brothers. But you go talk to somebody else that's in the house. Sometimes those are outside the house.
Wow.
Paul said, don't sow seeds. That's your brother.
Yeah.
You need to love him.
Yeah.
Respect him. Remember, I said you don't have to agree. It's okay to be different.
Yeah.
But don't go out and start a lot of bull stuff. Don't go out.
Yeah, we
got it. Yeah, we got it.
You yourself we ourselves would have to answer to God.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Here, as the shepherd of God, study and prepare his way to guide his people that God had put in his care. He studied so he would not give his word to you in an unmistakable way, that he may not err, you know. And we have to realize that the church is the most valuable and precious assets here on earth.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Because Jesus paid the supreme price.
Yes.
For the church. He said this, he paid his blood for the church. Mm. I said earlier that he sacrificed everything for the church. The under shepherd sacrificed everything for the church.
Mm.
He's a shepherd of each Jesus. One of us. And he sacrificed his time, and the time that they got so much. We talked earlier about the pastor, visitation to the home and to the hospital. Visitation where he had to do with a group and discussing of what he does at one-on-one. The pastor sacrificed a lot of his sheep. The pastor, the under shepherd. First Peter 5:4 tell us.
Mm-hmm.
When I read this, I said, I got to put this down so of all the hell that the shepherd or the under shepherd, not the shepherd, but the under shepherd, go through dealing with the sheep, dealing with his flock. God is there with. And First Peter tells us, and when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away.
Right.
Yeah.
When the chief shepherd appears. Reverend, I don't know what you go through, but I know chaotic this world is.
Right, right.
Because out in the world comes into the church.
And
until we know what God tells us to do, we bring the world into the church.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
And we act just like the people out there in the world.
Yeah. Right.
You saved. You're not supposed to be thinking and doing what those people out there do.
Preach.
Reverend, you deal with those.
Yeah.
And you have to sacrifice yourself. Mm. Maybe even taking time from your immediate family, you know, or going home late at night. You know, your time you take for the sheep. Because some of the sheep know what they want to do. But Peter said, no, there's a great,
great
reward waiting for you.
Yes.
He said, when the chief shepherd appears, you do know Jesus is coming tonight, don't you?
He is.
And not just with the under shepherd receive, but the sheep will also receive.
Yes, yes.
And the goat also will receive. They receive
my Lord.
Something they don't want to receive.
Right.
But we will receive the honor to be with Jesus Christ for eternity. So Paul is saying the body to the church, respect your leaders because they're from God. Then he tells us to love our leaders because they're from God. Mm-hmm. Now, God put people in position. Do you know that?
Yes, that's right.
Now, maybe you may say, well, I can do just as good a job or a better job. But God didn't put you there. So each one of us needs to work where God put us. And then we work together, right?
Amen.
So sheep, praise the Lord. Thank you for the under shepherd that he has given you. And said, Father, help me to work with my shepherd. Help me, Father, to work the things I don't see should be what it should be like.
Mm-hmm.
You're the master. You're
yes.
the chief shepherd. Help me to understand my yes. shepherd that you've given me.
Right,
you
right.
in my life to help me to grow closer
yeah.
to you.
Yeah.
To help me know
yeah.
what your will is, Father.
Yes.
Paul said, we, the sheep, we should respect our leaders.
Mm.
We should love them and we should hold them in highest honor.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And thank God that he has sent us a man that knows the word of God.
Yeah.
A man that represents God well. You know, I used to say, I want to represent Jesus well. Mm-hmm. You know, when you go out dressing up, you want to dress well.
Right,
see,
right.
I want to look good for Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And it's not all my dress, it's my action.
Right, right.
My faith.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, yeah,
who
yeah,
do you
yeah.
trust?
Yeah.
You know, when things are coming up on you, who do you trust?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah.
The under shepherd, teach us what we need to do. You know, I did one of the Bibles that I read was a message.
Uh-huh.
I read it every now and then, but I read this time, and it says, the verse that we read from the NIV,
mm-hmm.
this is from the Message. It said, now, friends, we ask you to honor those leaders who you so hard, who work so hard for you, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And now, friends, we ask you to honor those leaders who work so hard for you, who have been given the responsibility of urging and guiding you along in your obedience.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was good.
That is good. yeah. Urging.
Who have given, he was given the responsibility to urge you. Kevin, come on, you're the Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been urging and guiding us along in his obedience, in God's obedience. And at the very end, this is not the end, but it's overwhelmed them with appreciation and love.
Mm.
Wow.
Because somebody's trying to teach you what God said.
Yeah.
Somebody that lived in front of you because of what God's word told them how to live.
Yeah.
Paul said, appreciate him. Overwhelm them with love. Let him know.
You don't do anything
for him. Just a smile on your face.
Yeah.
Let him know you appreciate him. Appreciate him taking the time. He said, get along among yourself. Each of you doing his part. So you can't put it all on Reverend
Warren. Amen.
Each one of us do
Amen.
Our part.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Each one
That's
of
good.
Us, there should be peace. In those two verses, Paul tells us to respect and to hold them in highest regards. And he tells us to live in peace. Those three things, you know, that's just three little things.
Just three things. Yeah.
In the body of Christ.
Yes.
And there will be peace.
Oh, that's good.
That would be good.